Oh, welcome to another unexpected Rascal Boo. I couldn't help myself, actually. I'm here in Bristol, as you may know, stranded by the volcanic ash, along with many other people. I'm much luckier than many other people in that I'm with some very good friends, and don't have to go anywhere until I'm ready to or able to. It looks like I'll get a flight back on Saturday to New York City at night time, but we'll wait and see what the volcano gods think about that. In the meantime, I'm out exploring and I'm here at a very beautiful place. Another roasting hot day in Bristol, and I'm at the city farm up near where my friend Michael and Anna have their house, at least temporarily. And I don't even know what the area of Bristol is, which is shocking to say, but what I can tell you is that it's extraordinary. This stretch of land, probably at least a mile, along on one of the tops of the hills, a bit like kind of Bristol's version of Tuscany, and runs along the railway sidings as well. And mile upon mile, it seems, of allotments. A big city farm, lots of kids here, lots of people out doing their work, living a sort of alternative lifestyle in the middle of what is actually quite an urban spot. A fantastic cafe with vegan food, which is amazing. I took some lovely pictures, which I'll hopefully upload later. Some very cute little goats, some little piglets, things like that. It's just an extraordinary project all in all. And the English Spring is out in full bloom, as you'd expect by now. Beautiful gorse and lovely, what is that called? I don't know, I think it's jasmine. Is that jasmine over there? I think it is. Anyway, everything's lush and lovely, and you can probably hear the sounds in the background of everyday farming life going on in the midst of everyday urban life. Wish you could see it with a video camera, but this will have to do for now. I'll leave it on for a few more sounds and then sign off. There you go, signs of English spring, magnolia and trees budding everywhere, the ivy's green. This is England.